First of all, let's talk about the Heritage Burnie 10, because that's coming up first. That'll be run this year as a virtual event, because it just would have been impossible to control crowds of several thousand people and a couple of thousand runners.
That's exactly right. Yeah, no, we just had to make a decision fairly early back in June that we'd go virtual for the Heritage Burnie 10. We received a few phone calls and emails over the months of April and May and June, just a few anxious people sort of wanted to know what we're doing with that particular race in October, and that worried that we might have been cancelling it, but we just couldn't go ahead with, as you mentioned, with up to 3,000 to 4,000 people, the spectators and competitors alike, in the current in current world situation. So we've gone virtual for that race, for the RACT 5K and the Heritage 10K.
So how that'll work is basically people will be running that weekend wherever they like, but they do enter online, they pay an entry fee. It's smaller than the normal entry fee would be, but they get a medallion at the end of it all. So it's as good as you can make it, isn't it?
That's exactly right. You know, we cut it right down to $10, which essentially just takes care of the postage and medallion, really. You register online. If you use an app, many people do use Strava or Runkeeper or something similar. You can actually use those, automatically upload your time if you want to, or if you want to use a stopwatch or wristwatch, or just take your time however you want to do it and just enter online and you have that facility after the race. So, you just pick a time that's convenient for you in that weekend and record your time however you do it, and do the 5 or 10K and just register as normal up to then. So, allow people, you don't have to travel to Burnie, obviously. You can do it anywhere in Tasmania, anywhere in Australia, or anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to actually doing it myself this year too, after about a decade involved with the event. It's actually, the people on the committee will actually be able to do the run themselves.
That'll be a bit novel for you. I guess there's no prize money or teams events this year, but
no.
It's just all about keeping it front of centre of mind, for next year, of course, and hopefully everything will back to normal by then.
That's exactly right. Yeah, no, we can't recognise race records and that, because of, you just don't know where people are, going to run. They might be doing it as a part of their training regime. They might be running and jogging with a few family friends or something. They might be, depending on where they are in Australia,
yeah,
of course, or they might be
able
to race with a couple of workmates or something like that.
Well, it could be all downhill with a tailwind too, so that would certainly give the record a bit of a shake, wouldn't it?
That's right. I'm going to start up the top of Mount Street and just run downhill, yeah, and then stop and then go back up.
That sounds like a good way to do it, I reckon. The good thing about the healthcare insurance 3-2-1 go, though, is that this will go ahead not in a virtual format, and because it's sort of broken up into various parts, all you're going to do is just distance them further apart. And
That's exactly right, Martin. It's sort of, we're like with the 3-2-1 go, that it's actually six separate races, so we can actually span them out throughout the day. There'll be longer gaps in between the races than normal, but we've had to cap our entries at 180. We figured that's the number that we need per race. Per race,
yep.
Yes, per race, and allow for one chaperone, one family member or adult to come in with their. It's going to be a big challenge to limit the 500 limit we have at West Park, and then also to ask the runners and competitors and family members to sort of vacate the ground, ready for the next group to sort of come in. But we're determined to, with so many different events having to challenging time to and having to sort of cancel it, we're very determined to make sure that this one goes on. Not only that, with the healthcare insurance 3-2-1 go, a lot of children take the pride in managing all nine races, and there's a number of young children going to click up their ninth race this year, so we're sort of determined to make sure that they get that opportunity, and also the children that are on this first run or the second run or the fifth run or their seventh run, you have a break and of 1 year, and then essentially it's sort of depriving that child of the opportunity to have all nine races, because they're never going to be 12 again or 9 again or,
yep,
7 again.
So this will be on November the 15th, and who knows, by then the regulations may, the restrictions may have eased a little bit more, and it may not be such a difficult thing to organise. But for people who haven't heard of it before, it's basically aimed at juniors. It's a 3K, a 2K and a 1K, depending on your age. And the nine events you talk about is that from the youngest age group until the highest age group. And as you say, there's quite a few young athletes that have done it every year the beginning.
Yep.
Yeah, and it'd be a shame to take that opportunity away from them.
That's a big achievement. We recognise it on the day. We recognise it afterwards. It's they really are the elites. They receive a personalised race bib to run under. We make a big thing of being able to do all nine races. And as you said, they've really to qualify nine races, they've got to make sure they do the first one at age 5, all the way up to age 13. And that's the maximum number of races that any one person can compete in.
More information on the website, which is www.321go.com.au. Yep. Rick, it's great that both events are going ahead, albeit the Burnie 10 is going to be in a slightly different format, but I'm really pleased that the 321 Go isn't going to be greatly changed, because it's a fantastic event and it gets people and young people started on the track of running, of course, and being involved in sport and just making themselves a lot healthier, which is a good thing.
It's one of the exclusively just aimed at young people, children to actually run an event. Like a lot of other fun runs and runs of its type have categories for the children, stuff like that. But this is solely, exclusively just for the children, just aimed for the children.
Yep.
So usually a week after the Burnie 10, we encourage people to do the children do 3-1 go in preference to doing the Heritage Burnie 10, but as it is, it's going to be works out to nearly a month after with this time, just because of the activities at West Park with the later football and cricket.
Yeah.
And stuff, the transition there, so we just had to move it.
And the, one of the features of it, of course, is that it's been held at West Park, and the way that the layout is there in the precincts of the ground itself, that doesn't go anywhere near the road, so there's no traffic involved. It's very, very safe.
Safe environment. Yep. That's exactly right, Martin.
Terrific. I look forward to it. Ricky, we'll probably talk to you a bit more as it gets closer, but thanks for your time this morning.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Martin. Thanks for your support.